producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
Deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No, I am not really pondering 50. It's all just a big joke. No, you know, I don't think... That's just that funny, that picture that Millennial Morgan took the other day on our Sunday broadcast. And... You know, I'm probably deep in thought of it because I'm doing the show, and I didn't even know she was taking the picture. But anyway, the idea of growing older or another year, it's just more stuff to reminisce about. But I guess it's exciting to some degree to say, okay, I've gotten a lot more knowledge. I'd like to say wisdom at 50 than I did at zero. But at a certain point, too, getting beyond mental constructs, those little babies at zero to one might be way smarter than us, not on an IQ quotient scale, but in a connection to the source of all sources. At least they're not as all blocked up. Because, you know, a lot of times life sends us these curveballs, sends us abusive things or relationships that, you know, they kind of get us to shut down from who we really are. And that's why I said last hour, and, you know, I thank Super Don getting Mom on here and Billy D. It was great to have him. What do I want to say? Measure your life in love. Doc a Detox gets it, right? Daryl Wolf, Dr. Wolf, we do our Detox of Fridays. Measure your life in love. That's the thing. No matter what happens, that is the thing that will sustain you. And you might say, well, I can't eat love. I was like, okay, if you're going to go there, there's nothing more I could say. Understand, there's a connecting force. You want to call it the force? Go ahead, call it the force. But it's that thing that binds us all, connects us all, and measure your success in a love quotient. Let me just say it that way. So there we go. Super Don, how's your vitamin L?
How's my vitamin L? I try and eat licorice at least twice a day.
Licorice is good for you, though, I think.
Yeah, right? If it's real licorice.
If it's real licorice. Not the stuff we grew up on, like peanut butter parfaits and things like that. Yeah. Oh, those were not the days. Those were just not the days.
50 years old, Robert Scott Bell. I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool.
Oh, stop.
You finally reached that point of a time in life when you spend more time trimming your nose hair than you do the hair on your head. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That's all we need, right? Shake that tail feather while you can. There was a story last hour I wanted to get to. We didn't have time, but it was about brown tap water, and I think it taps into, no pun intended.
You know, the water that they show in that article, the brown water, that actually is coming from a parish here in Louisiana where they're having this problem.
Well, they claim it's not heavy metals and lead and stuff.
Oh, no, it's perfectly fine. It's totally
great.
Safe. It's just
who
brown.
Would drink that? In the meantime, they're all getting bottled water again. This is the problem I have because the petrochemicals are leaching into that water. And
well, you know what they say. They say about the brown water in that particular parish. They say, listen, it's not a problem because it's iron. Not lead. It's iron.
Right. I don't trust them anymore, these agencies. Do you? I mean, I'm with Mike Adams on this. I don't look to these government agencies to be honest about these things.
Well, I got to ask the question. I mean, just because it's iron does not mean that if you've got this excessive amount of iron in your water that it's not going to be bad for you. I mean, there's got to be some... I mean, am I wrong? I mean, is there, like, you know, you can just have all the iron in your water that you want and it's not going to hurt you?
Well, the things that are associated with hard water, right, or soft water, depending. But, to have that level of iron in the water, I mean, you typically want to do something about that heavy content because it's not usually in isolation. Yes, there are – I mean, in fact, I had at one point groundwater that was higher in iron because you could see it. It would cause kind of a look to rust even on the stainless steel or whatever. It would just – it would oxidize. You would see the metal would oxidize on there. So it's true that there are groundwater sources, but they didn't come out looking as brown as that article. And that's why, you know, having even just pre-sediment filters, that alone would take care of the vast majority of the problem. I'm not even getting into carbon filtration, which is another step that's good to do. I mean, we have a pre-filter on our house that then goes into multi-stage carbon, and then we also have an Echo Water system at the sink. But, you know, every few months, we got to change that pre-filter because you can see, even though the tap water looks clean and clear, there is debris within it. Any system you want to go to pretty much around the world, a municipal system, you're going to see debris build up on a pure white fiber filter that, you know, is like a 0.2 micron, 2 micron, whatever it is. It's still going to build up. You're going to see there's mud and gunk in the water. So filter it, folks. Don't look for the government to do it because it's going to be a long time coming before they do that. And go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook that we have on water quality, talking about molecular hydrogen in the water. A little bit of good news before I get to a mixed bag story. The Oklahoma Senate panel killed a vaccine exemption bill. They were going to remove personal exemptions in Oklahoma. They've decided not to. They shelved the bill. But the reason they gave is kind of bizarre. It isn't because they believe in your personal liberty to say no to vaccines. It was because they thought you would end up lying about your religious beliefs if they eliminated personal exemptions. Because unlike California, they weren't going to get rid of religious exemptions. But I'm here to tell you, if you have a personal belief and you have to convert it to a religious belief, you're not lying. Because religious beliefs are deeply held personal convictions. That's one of the definitions therein. So you would not be lying to say it is a religious belief, and it does not matter what the rest of your parishioners believe. It is your belief. You can look your Creator in the eye, and you can know you're telling the truth. It violates your religious beliefs to inject children, innocent children, with harmful, dangerous toxins at whatever level, including aborted fetal tissue. All right, so with that, let's jump into our story for this hour, lead story about hospitals rationing drugs. And they're doing this behind closed doors. And some folks are raising this as a civil rights issue. They're very, very upset about this. Now, first and foremost, I had no idea there was a drug shortage. And, you know, it's kind of like me with vaccine hesitancy. It's a start. It's a start. Now, one of the reasons I wrote with Ty Bollinger the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, one of the reasons I do this radio show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, is to get you ready for a time where you will not have easy access to these drugs that most Americans are on. And most Americans are, unfortunately, on multiple drugs. What was the stat? I think the doc at Detox said last week, and he said it was like 70% of the people had taken an antibiotic within the last year. I mean, if you can't get through a year, 70% of the people can't get through a year without an antibiotic, which is a form of chemotherapy. And if you're not one of them, that means other people are doing two or three rounds, not just one round. But it's just stunning. And speaking of the Doc of Detox, go to docofdetox.com and order some of the daily cleansing tea to help counteract some of this garbage coming in through food, water, and air, including the things in the water, and clean it up. But this issue, is it a civil rights issue? It's interesting. They bring up the ethics of a situation where we're short on drugs. Now we got to figure out how to ration this stuff. Like, who's going to get the drugs? Is it the kid who needs the chemo? Or is it the disabled student who needs, I don't know, name the drug? How are they going to do this? But in this ethical quandary, there is no acknowledgement of the forceful limitation, not even rationing, but the forceful prohibition of the knowledge of, much less the use of, medicines that would compete with the medicines that they're short of. The shortage in the medicines approved by the FDA. There can be, there shall be no options other than those. If we're short on it, we're going to ration it. And if you can't get it, if you're not one of the lucky ones, you're screwed. No homeopathy for you. No herbs for you. No dietary mineral supplements for you. No natural healing for you. So when they talk about ethics, Super Don, it falls on my deaf ears on this issue. Because they don't have an ethical leg to stand on when they prohibit the people from knowing options other than, for instance, chemotherapy and radiation, much less antibiotics. Do you get my drift? Do you feel my pain in this situation?
I feel your pain.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. No, I think it's really interesting that it's a conundrum that they've kind of got themselves in here, because on the one hand, they want to say that it's a civil rights issue if they have to make these decisions based on who they determine maybe may not need them as much as somebody else, and then they get into the problem of, you know, trying to split people up into groups. Well, you know, you're doing that because they're white or because they're, you know, they're African American, or wait a minute, because they're old or they're young. And so they start, you know, getting themselves into this mess about the civil rights that people have in order to get drugs. When really, I think you can also, you can flip the script on this, and you can go, well, you know, maybe you're violating somebody's civil rights if you're prescribing them a drug that's going to shorten their lifespan or cause them pain, or, you know, all of these things that they're saying that the lack of drugs is going to cause. Honestly, in a lot of cases, I think the drugs cause those very same things.
Yeah, it's a very good point, Super Don. I mean, this is the idea of poisoning people for profit. In a monopoly? I mean, you want to talk about a lack of ethics and morality?
I mean, could we not call this a civil rights issue if somebody was trying to force you to get a vaccine?
Yeah, I always like to take it to the human level and call it human rights, because civil rights is a step down from human rights. Why would anybody want to argue civil rights when we have rights that were given to us by our Creator by virtue of our birth? And then we go into civil rights, and it's sort of like rights that are bestowed upon us by government instead of God. And that's problematic to me. Whatever you call God. I mean, like I said, everybody's got their own views. So.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a lot of people will you know, say things about the Nation of Islam getting involved in the vaccination issue. But, I mean, they are targeting minorities with this thing. It is honestly could be interpreted as a civil rights violation.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, listen, folks, I'm glad you're here with us, either live or later as a podcast. Through GCN, our syndicator, and networks all over the country and the world. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcasts, through Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and now on SoundCloud, and a special archive page at robertscottbell.com. Back to break habits and form new ones after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you you want to follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. Super Don, when he's on Twitter, is at It's Super Don. ITS, It's Super Don. And you can follow him on Twitter as well. Of course, we've got Facebook places, and RobertScottBell.com is upgrading as we speak. And in fact, there's a whole archive page now there through SoundCloud that makes it easier than ever. And I think there's also an RSS feed available. Correct me if I'm wrong, related to SoundCloud, the updates there.
Correct.
Okay. So we can make it easier than ever to get it into your disposable phones, or what do they call those, portable phones? What are those things?
Only spies and secret agents use disposable phones. But
oh, okay. Well, see, I don't know the
Jason
terminology.
When Jason Bourne wants to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, he uses his disposable phone.
Okay. Right. See, but it shows you, once you're over 50, you don't remember what these phones are called anymore. They used to just be called phones. Like food, used to be called food, and now it's organic food. So
there you go.
Yeah. So what to grow next? I hope everybody's growing something. We've got some questions of the day coming up, I think soon. In fact, no, not yet. First and foremost, we got to break some old habits and make some new ones. How do you do it? And there's a study here that's saying the best way to do it is not to think about it. Don't overthink it. You want to form a new habit? Don't overthink it. And, you know, my first impression is, yeah, you're right. Because you're talking about habits are habitual. They think about that. They don't require thinking. They become rote or routine that you can do it in almost unconsciously. And so if you try to learn to do something new by a, well, let's see, what's the next step? And what's the next step? And you analyze each step. You're going to be 100 light years behind those who just went ahead and did it. And did it again. And did it again. And did it again. And what's interesting about this, too, though, is that the not overthinking it could go both ways. Because what if it's a habit that is really not in your best interest? Like, what would that be? Like, habitually, over the last 100 years, we've been trained to think that doctors were godlike and that the drugs that they prescribe that are approved by government are actually going to help you. That's now habitual, although some people are waking up to it. We didn't think about it. We put our mind to the side and said, we'll let somebody else think about it, and we'll just get a routine going, a habit going, and we'll just take the drugs as they dispense them. And now we learn there's shortages. And ultimately, there will be a time in this century where you will not be able to get to a drugstore and just pick up, you know, a pill. You're going to have to grow your own medicine or have homeopathic stores. Or, you know, and I'm talking about the stores in your own home. And this is what I'm trying to prepare you for. If not you, then your kids and grandkids. That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You take that control back in, you have the ability to care for yourself and others in a genuine way. And there'll always be some form of acute crisis care. And if that's what modern medicine is good at, which it is, they could focus and specialize there, and it would be affordable rather than getting their, whatever their yin-yans are, into every aspect of healing, which is not healing. What is a yin-yan? I have no idea what I just said. New words at 50. What is that?
Say that again. What is it?
I don't even know what I said.
Yin-yam?
Yin-yams or yin-yams? Maybe yin-yam? It's something I'm going to grow, some yams.
Yin-yam, yes.
As opposed to the yang-yams, to balance it out. So on the left side of the thing, on the north side, I'll do the yin-yams. On the south side, I'll do the yang-yams. And between the two, we'll be all balanced. No idea. Anyway, people doing cannabis, no habits for you because they can't control you. They can't program you as well, as easily. And that to me is a good thing because we've been far too programmable as a species as it is, and look at the death, destruction, and mayhem that is descending around us or from the skies. Not to bum you out, but as I said, the moment you wake up, you unplug from that matrix, that's one less little copper top that they have access to in terms of their destructive techniques of takeover of the world and all the people on it. You're not going to face them head-to-head with weapons. You don't have the weapons they have. But you simply start withdrawing your energy, getting it from the real source, not the phony source that they're presenting, government or otherwise, non-governmental organizations or otherwise, and tapping back into it. And then establish your own habits that are beneficial to you and your family members, your friends, your kids, your grandkids, and help them to do the same. And that is how we bring the power to heal back where it belongs, with each and every one of you. Thank you, my friends, for being here. Super Don, thank you for making it sound so good, surprising me with all the silly stuff we've done today.
Oh,
we do have some serious questions of the day coming up. A gut question deeper than I've ever gone. And it's painful because it brings back memories for my own gut problems. That'll be one of the things. Also, you want to lose weight? There's a new way to do it, eating, but we'll get to it later.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got the IAOMT, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology, Spring Conference, March 11th and 12th. That's in Orlando, Florida. California Jam, we had Billy Dion last hour, March 18th and 19th, at least in Costa Mesa, California. The Total Health Conference is going to be awesome in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Hello, all my northern friends. We will see you in Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Ty Bollinger will be there, and the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, among many others, including Rachel Parent, astounding teenager GMO, anti-GMO activist. She's terrific. More updates coming your way, but stay plugged in at robertscottbell.com to keep you all the way knowing what's going on as we know it. And you can call us anytime, 866-939-2355, as well as leave a message in the show notes as well. There's, well, I don't know if there's a link in the show notes, but at the shot, at the site itself, robertscottbell.com, you can actually ask a question or place a comment for our review. And we appreciate it. We love hearing from you. In fact, that's what leads to our questions of the day that we get to do right here on the air.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day. This is the one I sort of didn't want to do just because I cringe when I read what you're going to get ready to hear this. This is from Lisa. She says, I was watching something on YouTube which brought me to your website. So I think I'm here for a reason. I've had chronic constipation issues for more than 20 years now. What is she? She comes to my website and she says, I think I'm constipated. We really need to upgrade our website. No, we're working on it.
I was constipated and I thought of you.
Yeah. I thought of you. Isn't that lovely? Well, you should think of me because that was my history. It's true. I was hospitalized with constipation. It was so bad. So that's why I say I cringe. I remember the difficulties I had as a child. I've had chronic constipation issues for more than 20 years now, she says. I've had two rectocele repairs because of constipation. For years, my routine is to load myself up with laxatives every 2 weeks. Otherwise, I don't have any desires or urges to go to the bathroom. January 27th of this year, I had to have emergency surgery for a colon perforation. We were just talking about colon perforations from the procedures. What are they? They bend you over and they stick a scope up you. Colonoscopies.
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about that with Dr. Batar, I think, right?
Yeah. The doctor discovered a mass the size of his fist and removed it and part of my colon. The mass was benign, thankfully. The cause for the this wasn't caused by a colonoscopy. She says, the cause for the perforation was the stool itself had become so hard it made a hole in the tissue. I mean, that's brutal. You see why I'm cringing here? Yeah. She says, I have a colostomy for 2 more months and then it will be reversed. Still, however, I have to take a stimulant to get any output in the bag. It's a vicious, never-ending cycle. What do I need to do to be normal and have bowel movements every day like everyone else? Well, Lisa, you're not having them like everyone else. A lot of people are not having them every day. And we talked about that with Dr. Batar. Go back and listen to our advanced medicine segments. But she says, I'm afraid if this continues, I might have to have a permanent colostomy. Looking forward to your response. I'm telling you, I get emotional thinking about this because this is just brutal. And I understand, you know, this kind of history. Because of the food I was eating, because I wasn't drinking enough water, because I was, on antibiotics. Remember, antibiotics go in. It's chemotherapy. It's napalm. It blasts the epithelial lining, and that includes the little villi. The villi are designed to help, motility to move things on through as well. There's peristaltic action, and it seems like all of this is broken down in Lisa. And she's not the only one. Now, nothing that I know of as far as a drug will reactivate this function. The only thing they have in gastroenterology, for the most part, as we know, are antibiotics and prednisone leading to colostomy bags. So if you're new, Lisa, and you may be, and maybe you've seen the video where I talk about the Silver Aloe Protocol, of course I go there because it's the simplest thing to try and get things moving again, but I'm not saying that for you that's the end stage. It's just one of the stages of recovery. Because if you have such a stool that is hardened in this way, part of it could be dehydration, part of it could be because the substances within your GI tract are so toxic that the body is literally drying out the fecal material to protect you. So that whatever's in that is not exchanged with other fluids within the body. So we have to look to the liver as a primary source of reluctance, if you will. Kind of like what we're talking about, congestion of the liver leading to all kinds of things, including the GI. And it's like it's a chicken and egg question almost. It's hard to say one without the other. But utilizing, as she says, what are these drugs that you use every 2 weeks? To make you go? I don't know. It sounds like she's using a drug because you can use things like there are herbs in homeopathics that can do this. And when I talked about the adjuncts to the Silver Aloe Protocol, I talked about the upper GI formulation from King Bio and the lower GI restoration from King Bio. One was dealing with enzymes in the upper GI function. One was dealing with probiotics. But there's some crossover into other functional remedies, remedies to help restore function to that organ system, if you want to call it, the entire alimentary canal. And so homeopathy is going to be a big part of your recovery, I believe, because it was for me. Obviously, drinking enough water, if you can do something like the echo system to get molecular hydrogen in the gut, have enough fiber to move it through. Of course, the vegetation, vegetal fiber and stuff and such will help to produce more hydrogen released at that level because the bacteria themselves will do that in the process of interacting with the fiber. But there's so much here to address. You know, I don't know. Did you use prune juice? I mean, go back to some of the basics.
That's been an old standby for years, right? Prunes.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know enough about Lissa's history here to say, did you try everything else or did you just go right to medicine? Because I went to, as a kid, into the hospital with constipation, and they just did an enema, and then they sent me on my way.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Well, the joke, of course, is, and I've said this, my dad worked for the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company.
Oh, so that's right. You they could hook you up, man.
Hook you up, man. Freebies.
You have connections to the enemas there, yeah.
Yeah. No, I even got a partial scholarship from Fleet. You know, they helped pay for a little bit of college, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
A fleet scholarship. Well, good
fun
for you. I mean, look, I mean, you know, they were doing some good things. You know what, though? I've heard that they do have some secrets for constipation in Alabama. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. What are they?
Yeah. In fact, we've got a call from Hank in Alabama, I think, that might be able to help with maybe some tricks.
We got a caller on the line right now?
Yeah, we do. It's Hank.
All right. Bring him up. Patrick, is Hank on the line?
Hey, good fellas. This hillbilly Hank. I'm not from Alabama, though. Calling in from Tennessee.
Oh,
and
Tennessee.
Just wanted to wish. Don't interrupt me, Don. I just wanted to wish Robert a happy birthday. I heard that he turned 50. I don't believe it, but I would like to come over to his house so I can see the hieroglyphics on his driver's license just to make sure. I do know personally that when Robert was born, the Dead Sea was just getting sick.
So, I came to bring it some remedies.
Okay.
It was just merely the slightly ill sea.
And I do know that Jurassic Park, the movie, brought back some memories for you, Robert. But we are wishing you a happy birthday, Tennessee.
You know, that hillbilly Hank sounds strangely like another hillbilly friend of mine named Ty Bollinger. Is there any relation? Do you know Ty?
You know, for sure, RSB, one of my talents is not disguising my voice. That's for sure. But happy birthday, RSB.
Dude, it's always good to hear your voice, my friend. We were talking about you last hour when we were plugging the Cal Jam. We'll be out there in Southern California coming up. But, yeah, it's crazy time. 50th anniversary on the show today.
That's awesome, man. I'm really happy for you. What'd you do for your birthday? I know that you probably got an organic cake or something. Too bad the candles cost more than the cake.
True. That's why we had no candles. We just had the organic cake. And earlier in the day, we were back at the Vitality Bistro. We actually broadcast live on Sunday. And guess who? Your buddy, my buddy, Casey Krejci, came with a couple of his kids. We had a great broadcast, a lot of fun together.
Oh, that's awesome. Casey's a great guy. Got a wonderful family just like you. So glad that you – now, the Vitality Bistro, that's where – is that there in Mount Dora?
Yeah, we had a big party
there.
That's
where we filmed last year.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was the same place.
Yeah, so we had a great time. And good food. And you're a good friend and love you and your family and appreciate you so much.
Yeah, me too, Robert. Just happy birthday to you, and I'm glad that you and Super Don are able to celebrate here on the air. I'll drop off and let you continue what you're talking about, but just wanted to call and wish you all the best, my friend.
Cool. Well, we'll be talking to you. We'll go outside the box tomorrow.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. There goes Ty Bollinger back in his box until he gets to come out tomorrow on the show. That was great.
Don't interrupt me, Don.
Don't interrupt me, Don. That was great. Oh, my God. There's so much more I want to say to Lissa, but listen, read Unlock the Power to Heal. Go to the Silver Aloe Protocol. Do the adjuncts. Clean up what goes into your diet, into your food. Work with the supplements, and maybe you can write again after a couple of weeks, you know, getting that thing moved through. But we got to heal the gut big time. It's so big. Second question here from Lake Mom. My brother is 49. a baby, just a baby, and was born with one kidney. What should he be doing or not doing to keep his one remaining kidney healthy? Thanks. This is a theme this week since talking with Dr. Bitar. This idea of the kidneys, and I keep saying this, they are passively downstream from the liver. If the liver is doing its job and you're not overwhelming it, it takes care of everything it needs to be taken care of so that what is sent down to the kidneys, or in this case the one kidney, the kidney can handle. And you'll never have a problem. But Lake Mom, if your brother is eating the way I grew up on fast food, the standard American diet, on medications, etc., all bets could be off because the liver will be compromised. It will be congested. And therefore, even the things it knows what to do with, it can't handle. And it starts sending that debris further down to the kidneys. And the kidneys aren't designed by God to handle it either. And that would corrupt that one remaining kidney. So the number one way to keep that one kidney healthy is to keep that liver healthy. How do you keep that liver healthy? Well, read it and unlock the power to heal. You take adequate whole food selenium. You get on the daily cleansing tea from the Doc of Detox. Take chromium. It's all in Unlock the Power to Heal. Lake Ma, I appreciate your question, and we'll see what we can squeeze in after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, I don't know what to say anymore because I'm over the hill. We're halfway there, right? This is the big one. Now I can forget stuff, and Super Don, you're still a kid. You can remind me of things that I forget, right?
You know, one of the good things about being over the hill is that you start to pick up speed now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But toward what?
Oh, no!
Especially when you're in a shopping cart heading down, you know, like, God, you know, out of the way!
Yes, and anyway. Also I have to mention that in my effort to find out things about your birthday, I did discover that February 23rd is International Dog Biscuit Awareness Day. Just saying.
Dog Biscuit Awareness Day? Not Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day, just awareness? We don't want to appreciate dog biscuits, just be aware of them. And don't trip over them now that you're over 50.
Give your dog a dog biscuit on this day.
Yes. Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Or Awareness Day.
Awareness, appreciation, whatever.
I think I was confused by that.
It's Dog Biscuit Day.
I always thought it was like the Dog Squeeze Awareness Day.
No, let's not go there again.
I messed that one up big time, didn't
you? Yeah, we figured that one out. Yeah. And then there was the cosplay, which we're not going to ever go there.
I still don't understand that, but okay. You try to explain things to me, and some things I just don't get.
All right, sit down, Johnny. Let's have a talk.
All right, now I'm old enough. I can get it now. All right.
There you go.
All right, so some people still want to lose weight. I would say what you want to do is lose toxins. And, of course, when you do that, eventually the weight comes off. So our goal and role should be to detoxify our bodies. And by definition, by the way, oh, my gosh, look, I've lost weight. All these weight loss centers should be detoxification centers. But that's not the way they sell it. Lose weight. Lose fat. No. Lose toxins. And, of course, the DACA detox has its daily cleansing tea. That's one of the simplest things you can do. So many of the things we talk about also in Unlock the Power to Heal, expanded edition coming out shortly. It's going to get you even more insight into some of these things. But a new way to lose weight, scientists say. What is that way? Turn out the lights. The party's over. Well, just turn out the lights. They say eat in the dark. Put a blindfold on. What? Now, this sounds more like 9.5 weeks than 9.5 calories.
Oh,
turn out the lights or wear a blindfold while eating.
I just, listen, I will defend science when science is doing something that seems somewhat logical or reasonable. But this right here, literally the headline, eat in the dark to lose weight. You know, and I immediately start thinking of, okay, so what is it? Like, you can't find the food because it's dark, you know, or you go to eat and you poke yourself in the eye with the fork instead of, you know, it's in your mouth or, you know, literally, they want you to turn out the lights or wear a blindfold while eating in order to lose weight. And they say, that this simple trick works because it stops diners eating for pleasure rather than for calories.
It stops. You mean there's no pleasure in eating blindfolded? I think it heightens your senses.
Yeah, they want to remove the pleasure of eating. And listen, this is all the listen. That is what food is for me anyway. Yeah. And I think for people, you know, when you stop eating food for pleasure and the real pleasure of food, which is, you know, the flavors of
appreciation, the quality, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if all you're going to do is eat food for just calories, then you might as well be eating like that protein goop that they were eating in the Matrix or something. You know, just squirt some stuff in a bowl, you know, and here you
go. Eat a tricorder. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's interesting. I mean, they said they ate 10% less ice cream. It's only because they couldn't find it after a while. That's true.
And then the other thing is here is by doing it blindfolded or eating in the dark, it triggers a part of the brain that causes you to worry that because you can't see the food, that it might be rotten.
Oh, so it's turning you off of food because you're having imaginings that it's kind of gone off.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. Well, listen, if you've ever blindfolded or ate in the dark, right, you actually can heighten your taste senses. But, of course, if you're eating horrible food that's not good for you, maybe that's not a good thing, but I don't know. I do appreciate good quality layers and, you know, the great chefs that can do that. And
I don't ever want to live in a world where you want to be desensitized to your food.
No, hypersensitized maybe. Yeah, it is. Hey, well, thank you to Mom for being on board today. Thank you to Billy D. Thank you. Who else came on? Ty Bollinger. Thank you to Liam Sheffer's surprise visit as well. Thank y'all. Thank you, Super D. Thanks, Patrick, on the board. And now it's all downhill. We coast from here, right? Right? We go outside the box tomorrow. Give a listen. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.